Hi guys, welcome to Never Too Much True Crime. My name is Amaya. Welcome everybody, welcome. Welcome, yay, yay. This is a new series on my channel where I talk about a true crime story every week. So if you love true crime as much as I do, let's get started. For today's story, we're going to be talking about a man, and his name is Michael Woodmansey. Michael was born on July 15th, 1958. When he was a teenager, he went to South Kingston High School in Rhode Island in 1975. He was a loner and lived with his father, Franklin Woodmansey. In May 1975, a five-year-old boy, Jason Foreman, disappeared. He was outside playing with his older brother and other friends. Jason said that he was going home. He ran towards the fire station, located at the bottom of the hill. But in order to go back home, he would have to pass by the house where Woodmansey lived at. Jason's mother, Joyce Foreman, last heard her son's laughter through the open window at approximately 3:30 in the afternoon. He never made it back home. It was her 25th birthday. Jason's father, John Foreman, searched all night for her son. No luck. The case was unsolved until April 15th, 1982. Michael got in trouble for luring a paperboy, Dale Sherman, into his home. He gave Dale alcohol and tried to strangle him. Luckily, the boy was able to run back home to tell his father about the incident. Dale's father was angry and confronted Woodmansey. Woodmansey ended up getting punched by Dale's father. Michael's father didn't know what was going on, and he was complaining to police about his son getting punched. The police brings Woodmansey to talk about the boy he was trying to strangle. Soon after, investigators had a feeling that he had something to do with the death of Jason. They started to shift the conversation so that he would open up about Jason. He ends up confessing to the murder of Jason. He told police if you go inside of his room, you'll find a journal. When police found the journal, it showed graphic details of how he killed Jason. While they're looking inside of his room, they find Jason's remains, a skull, and other bones were placed on his dresser. The police told Jason's father, John Foreman, that Michael stripped the bones and ate his son's flesh. Woodmansey pleaded guilty of second-degree murder in 1983 and was sentenced to 40 years in prison as a result of a plea bargain. The good time law in Rhode Island allows a prisoner to earn as much as 10 days off his sentence. Woodmansey would be evaluated by two psychiatrists, basically saying that, you know, he needs to be put in a mental hospital. He is a danger to society. So yeah, he ends up going to a mental hospital. Woodmansey was released from prison September 11th, 2011, after having only serving 28 years of the 40-year sentence. Honestly, I don't know how to feel about that. I think he deserved to be in prison for life. It really made me angry because he only served 28 years and got out. But at the same time, it's a good thing that he's not out in the public harming other people. It just sucks. And that's it for this week's Never Too Much True Crime. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to like, subscribe, become part of the family, and I'll see you guys next week with a new true crime story. Bye.